episode 1582 of the Multifamily Collective. Stories we tell ourselves. The stories we tell ourselves. Many times in life and in organizations where you work or in arenas where you are serving the community, anywhere you are participating in a group, there are dynamics within that group that are presented by way of individuals, right? People show up with their holistic selves, and people innately are messy. I've read a book one time, the book title, I'll mess up the book title. So if you go look this up, it may not be exactly what this is, but it was like, business is really good, but for, and then .. people. To suggest that it would be awesome if I could get a business done without having people involved, whether it be customers or otherwise. So anyway, long story short, if we are in communities and we're in community and we're participating in any way, shape, or form, inevitably you're going to have conflict at some point. Now, the way you show up to that conflict is very important. Something that was said to me a long time ago when addressing conflict in any kind of organization, there was a tactic or a way of getting at the heart of something that was non-threatening. And the tactic had to do with this sentence of that goes, the story I'm telling myself. So let's presuppose you and I are going to sit down and have a conversation, and I've been upset by you. So I come into the conversation, I say, hey, I'd like to talk to you for just a second. But I want to start by saying there is a story I'm telling myself about you or something that you just did. And that story is X. You did this thing and it's causing a lot of disruption in my downstream. And I'm having to deal with that. The story I'm telling myself is that you did that on purpose. But I want to talk about that because that's a story I'm telling myself. And I have to imagine that that's not the reality. There's always a different side to the story. So I'm just here to ask for your help in coming up with what the true definition of the issue is so that you and I can talk about that in a way that is constructive. You have to do that on the back of or atop of a psychologically safe space in an environment, an organization. And I think one of the things that leaders are tasked with is creating that psychologically safe space where I can show up in your office and I can say, Hey, John, the story I'm telling myself is that you're being a jerk on purpose, but I know that's probably not true. So I'm just here to unpack that with you so that I can understand how I can show up better or how I can be part of a solution or how we can get on the same page and so on and so forth. It's just a very non-threatening way to show up and have a conversation that is otherwise or definitely is emotionally loaded. And doing so as close to incident, as close to the time that thing happens, is the best. It's like that story with a child who gets caught with their hand in the cookie jar. If you don't address having the hand in the cookie jar right before dinner, but you do it like a week later, the child is not going to understand that. They have no context for it anymore. That's like a millennial ago. You have to do it right there in the moment. So take care. We'll talk to you again soon.